And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday vowed to go ahead with a military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah despite international concern over the fate of more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. The U.S. State Department said the United States has not seen a credible Israeli plan for the operation that would address its concerns.
Rafah is a region with more than 1 million people seeking refuge. It's an area that continues to be an important conduit for humanitarian aid as well as a safe departure for foreign nationals. And so any kind of operation that does not address some of these key concerns would certainly be opposed by us.
Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent high-profile meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war. He has maintained Israel trade links while condemning Israel's war on Hamas. Turkey wants a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict, and observers say Ankara sees an opportunity amid reports that Qatar may be preparing to expel the group. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
New York's Columbia University has vowed to expel protesters who occupied a building on the Manhattan College grounds as universities nationwide grapple with intensifying campus demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war. More than 1,000 protesters have been arrested on campuses in states including Texas, Utah, Virginia, North Carolina, New Mexico, Connecticut, Louisiana, California, and New Jersey in recent days. This is VOA News. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial fined the former U.S. president $9,000 for contempt of court on Tuesday and said he would consider jailing him if he continued to violate a gag order. Judge Juan Merchan said the fine may not be enough to serve as a deterrent for the wealthy businessman turned politician and lamented he did not have the authority to impose a higher penalty. Rescuers on Tuesday continued to recover victims' bodies as the number of missing across Kenya in flooding and landslides caused by heavy rains rose steadily. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
In Mai Mahiu in central Kenya, at least 48 have been killed and dozens remain missing after a mudslide and flash floods hit the town early on Monday, the Kenya Red Cross said. The water swept away cars, railway tracks and houses. At least 169 people have died across Kenya since last month due to heavy rains and flooding. Over 190,000 people have been forced from their homes, including 147,000 in the capital, Nairobi, according to the president's office. Kenya's president, William Ruto, told citizens living in landslide-prone areas to leave or risk losing their lives.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Authorities across South and Southeast Asia are warning people of health risks as a life-threatening heave wave bears down across the region. VOA's Lori London reports.
Several towns in Myanmar last week were on lists of the hottest spots worldwide. Scientists have said the number of heat-related deaths around the world has been rising significantly in recent years, along with temperatures. And not just human lives are at risk. In the Bangladeshi capital, pet shop owners were seen spraying water this week on animals and birds to help lower their body temperature. Experts say climate change is contributing to more frequent, severe, and longer heat waves during summer months as records continue to be broken. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Officials say 55 people were hurt too seriously when a Metro Light rail train and a University of Southern California shuttle bus collided in downtown Los Angeles. The L.A. Fire Department says the crash happened shortly before noon Tuesday near the University of Southern California campus. Two victims were hospitalized with serious injuries and 16 others were transported in fair condition, the department says. Another 37 people were treated at the scene. A spokesperson for L.A. Metro says the bus crashed into the path of the Metro train. Los Angeles police will investigate. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.